This is the Adam Carriker Show.
Position right of the quarterback, out of the shotgun, first and 20. Jailbreak screen in the air. It is tipped. It is intercepted by Carriker at the Missouri 21-yard line.
Live from the heart of Lincoln, America, eight-year NFL vet and All-American defensive lineman Adam Carriker.
Shotgun snap to Everett. He's got the left arm going, and now he's got a whole lot of Adam Carriker, who rips him down inside the 25-yard line.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Here is your host, Adam Carriker.
Burglar, aren't you going to call the cops? Me, why? No one else knows you're here. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome in to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. This is the hour two of the Adam Carriker Show, brought to you by our good friends, whom we are also on location at today, Mulberry Barbecue. All right, come on down, 61st. And Highway 2. We're here until 1 o'clock. Let's see. Try the burn-in sandwich, brisket burrito, barbecue nachos, a full slab of ribs, half-smoked chicken, and much, much more. Plus, get their incredible size. Today's special is the burn-in dinner plate for $17 with two sides and a delicious drink. Also, hour two of this program is brought to you by our friends from Suizo Construction, where safety isn't just a policy, it's a promise. Suizo is hiring skilled craftsmen, laborers, concrete workers, and steel erect value quality work in a team that has your back on and off the job site. Apply today at Suizo.com. 40 years strong in business, Suizo Construction. Again, that's S-C-H-W-I-S-O-W.com. All right, Jake, what do we got? Five clips left. Let's dive into Matt Rhule talking about the football team and how they feel about the football team, Nebraska's football team, going into this season.
And if I say one thing, I'll say this. We like our football team. I like to coach football because of the players. I have so many guys I could have brought, but Deshaun Singleton, Marquise Buford, Henry Lutovsky, Dylan Raiola, just tremendous leaders, tremendous representatives of what we're trying to get done. I'll answer your questions, but I'm proud of all the things that we're doing. We're at a whole different place. Academically, you know, we're talking, people ask me about rev share, they'll ask me about the playoffs. This is still a place where young people can transform their lives through education. I think we're doing that at a high level. 3.3 cumulative GPA. I'm proud of all the guys. 86% of our guys over a 3.0 cum. So we're getting it done in the classroom, and now it's time for us to continue to get it done on the football field. And if I say one thing, I'll say this. We like our football team. We like our football team a lot. We believe in the guys. It's those four guys I mentioned. It's all the guys back in Lincoln. We believe that we can play with anybody. And we've had our highs and lows, our ups and downs. We've been through a lot in 2 years together. And we're going to go make a run at this thing this year. So I'm grateful to coach them. It's been probably the most fun I've had in a long time. And excited to talk about them.
All right, what's your takeaway there, Jake? He's excited about the football team, likes what they have. I'll say one thing before you dive into the football aspect of this. When's the last time you heard somebody actually bring up academics when it came to student athletes? We still say student, right? Or did we just completely abandon that? Because it used to be first for a reason. Now it's almost like it's completely dropped. But 86% over a 3.0 GPA. I love that academics still matters to Matt Rhule. But what say you? And then we can dive a little bit more into the football aspect.
Well, it's not just academics for me. It's also the 3.0, because that's where I hovered, and I was happy about that. I remember in one of my exiting classes, I was going to put that on my resume, and the teacher said, hey, you know, you really don't need to put that there unless it's like a 4.0 or something. I was like, well, I was proud of my 3.0.
I was a 3.0 as well. Exactly.
Yeah.
I get you.
So I'm glad to hear that get shouted out, because it doesn't really get shouted out outside of, you know, football terms usually. Usually, you know, 3.5, I think, is on a roll and all that. So, but that is, it's good to hear. And it's honestly, it is an important part of it. You know, to what level, I guess, in today's game is up for argument. I was just talking about Jake Sorensen the other day. I brought up the idea of private equity, which is being brought in, which, you know, might kind of phase the school part out of it, which, you know, that's down the line. But I mean, if you're turning it into a professional league, it could get into that territory. But as of right now, it's not. As of right now, these are still student athletes. They still are going to class, and that's a big part of it. And there are a lot of schools out there. I mean, Georgia's kind of one of the leading ones. It's a football factor. It's not really there to play school, if you will, because they don't graduate a large portion of the roster that goes there. So again, depends on the Big Ten's a little bit more prideful of their academics. I think that it also is good to kind of stand up for Nebraska on that side. So I think there's definitely still a role for that.
Getting into, I completely agree with everything you said. Getting into the football aspect of thing like of things, like I genuinely when because we're going to play things that he says about Holgorsen, and we're going to the defense. Man, he sounds confident about the defense and the offensive line and the defensive line. Like I saw one of the quotes. I don't even remember if it's in one of the clips we're going to play, but he said the offensive line may be the strength of the entire team. And there's a clip where he also talked about how the defensive line is just like he has high expectations. Like they're going to be gigantic problems. Now, part of me was like, two of the biggest question marks on the team are the offensive line, defensive line. Is he specifically addressing them and trying to prop them up for a reason? Yes, I think so. I think there's a little bit of coach speak in there, but I don't think that's a bad thing because what do you expect him to say? Also, he sure sounds to me like he legit believes it, and I have no reason to doubt that. So for me, I mean, even when I, you know, when I coach teams or whatever, there's going to be a certain amount of coach speak in anything you say, which is hence why it's called coach speak. But the other part of it is you have to believe what you're saying, at least to a certain degree, or you lose credibility. So for me, when he specifically talks about the defensive line, how he believes it's going to be a gigantic problem for other teams and the offensive line maybe being the strength of the team, I still have to see it. But it gives you reason for optimism heading into the season. He genuinely seems to really like the team. And I know he flat out said that. There's little things I listen for when a person is talking in general that gives me cues to whether how much stock I'm going to put into it. Like if someone is pausing a ton, it indicates either they're thinking before they speak or they're full of it. If their voice gets really high, I'm probably not going to believe you as much. If somebody's just talking and they're rolling and they're confident and they're firm in their words, which that entire clip was, by the way, I'm much more likely to believe you. When a coach says something like certain little indicators help me put more stock in things. When someone says, I haven't had this much fun in a long time, coaches don't just go around saying that. When he said in the spring, this is the team I've been waiting for. Like a coach doesn't have to say those exact words. And he was talking about the physicality aspect of the game. Those little indicators are things that help me personally put more credence into what he's saying. Now, I still got to see it on the field. I still want to see game one rolling out there against Cincinnati. I'd love to see us just roll them off the field. But get the dub and let's get that first win. Let's get to 3-0 and let's welcome Michigan 3:30 into Lincoln, Nebraska with their freshman quarterback and no head coach. I would love to just see it happen on the field. But where we're at right now, those little indicators here and there, those little things that people don't normally say, when you put those things in and you say it the way he said it, it lends more credibility, in my opinion. What about you?
Well, it's kind of interesting because this is gonna might sound kind of weird, but I think I start to believe it the more he does not say elite, and the more, you know, more and more he kind of uses other descriptive terms. It's like, okay, because the elite stuff, I mean, he was saying that, especially year one and going into year two, and if everything's elite, then you don't have, what are you defining elite? It's kind of what I was saying with icon earlier, that word. And I thought that was got thrown around a little bit too much in, you know, kind of by Matt Rhule and in around this team. And so, you know, that to me at this point, it's coach speak. That's just okay. Yeah. You feel, you know, and not to say that it doesn't mean that he doesn't feel like the position is going in the right direction, but it's just kind of a comfortable word that they've used trying to speak it into existence to a degree. And so when he's gets, like you said, the comfortability of which he's kind of saying it, the different phrases and words he's throwing out there, that makes me a little bit more confident that this is real and moving in the right path and not a speak to existence type of deal.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
We do got to keep it balanced because I'm pausing because I'm debating whether I'm going to say we keep it real on this show. So I'm just going to say this is the same guy that said Jeff Sims can make every throw to be an NFL quarterback. OK, he's the same guy that heading into spring ball two springs ago, said we're going to focus more on the passing game because we know we can run the ball. Didn't run the ball as great last year. All right. You know, the Shedeur Sanders comment before the draft, and then we know what happened with the draft. Now, I do believe he was trying to be more complimentary than anything else. He didn't sit for hours and hours and hours and analyze Shedeur Sanders as a draft pick. They did prepare for him. So you got to keep it balanced. And that's why when you're looking at these things, you're trying to pay attention to what the coach has to say and give credibility to it. That's why I say I've still got to see it on the field. I still got to see it on the field. Do I believe a top five transfer portal class is a big deal? Yes. A top 20 recruiting class? Yes. Year three, Matt Rhule? Yes. Year two, Dylan Raiola? Yes. Dana Holgorsen, Mike Eckler? All these things, they're going to make a difference. And that lends credibility to it as well. Still got to see how it comes together. Just got to see what happens on the field. You got any final thoughts before we go on to the next clip? Or we're going to play that Dana Holgorsen clip next. You got anything else real quick?
And like you said, I mean, it's just good. Most coaches aren't going to go to Big Ten meeting and say, well, I don't really know what we got coming into the season, you know, that sort of thing. So, but there is, I mean, there's difference added to it. I mean, Mike Locksley went up there and said, I lost the team last year, kind of talking about the NIL stuff. So, you know, there is kind of a different level of attitude. And Nebraska, again, came in, whether it's the Dylan National Championship stuff or you know, Matt Rhule kind of propping up all these parts of their team. They're not shorting the expectation that this is the year to kind of take off. And again, I don't think you can. You might get a surprise, right? That it's not right. I don't think everybody they didn't go into last year thinking, yeah, we'll probably lose to UCLA because of this reason, that reason, and the other. But you'd rather definitely go in as confident as you can. I would say this though, with a plan B, because if you just think we're the best, we're going to do great, everything's going well. Okay. When adversity strikes and what you thought you were doing great, maybe it's the offensive line, defensive line struggling that day. How do you manage around that? And so I've seen that before too, where some teams just kind of load up onto what their strength is and then don't kind of have that second approach if somebody else is just kind of out working you that day in that strength of the field. So I would say that. I would just be a little – I love all the talk about it. I would just be a little bit cautious at least to, okay, what if things go a little bit awry? Let's not blow up the season and blow up everything, because now our confidence shoots all the way from up here all the way down here. Let's kind of have, you know, kind of some backup plans in place in case things don't go exactly the way we predict them to.
No, I agree with you. When you're talking about certain position groups, well, the offensive line might be the strength of the team. Well, then you kind of look at the defensive line, like, are you getting rolled in practice? By the way, they haven't had a fall practice yet. Just keep that in mind. Are you getting rolled in practice? Well, the defensive line is going to cause serious problems for opponents. Well, is the offensive line getting rolled? So if he's complimentary of both sides, you know, just looking at it from a practice perspective, he's got to be going back to the spring and winter conditioning and what he's seen so far. We haven't seen a snap of fall practice yet. I believe they report on Sunday. So I'm kind of curious to see what happens throughout fall, who steps up. Like, you look at the projected starting offensive line, who we expect to be there. I just crossed out my own notes. Oh, there it is. So it seems, I mean, he was a Big Ten media days representing the team. It seems like Henry Lutowski is going to be a starting guard, Rocco Spindler, Justin Evans, and Elijah Pritchett. Okay, probably at the left tackle spot. I still maintain these jobs have to be earned. And Matt Rhule's asked, you know, the more a player is paid, does that affect playing time? And he talked about, essentially, you've got to earn it. And one of the highest paid players they had last year on the team didn't play that much. Do you ever guess who that player was?
I don't. I hadn't thought about it.
There's one guy that popped into my head, and he's on the O-line. Mm. But I don't know it for a fact. That's why I'm not saying a name. I don't know it for a fact. But his name popped into my head immediately. So we'll see what happens, though. But those are the projected starters. Still got to earn it throughout camp. I will never change my opinion on that. It has been said that Tyler Kanak will get the initial first-team reps in fall camp at right tackle. Now, Gunnar Katula's coming back. You've got Turner. You've got Teddy. By the way, Teddy Prochaska was almost at the football camp. There was one guy I thought wasn't going to be able to make it last minute. I called him. He's like, hey, Adam, I'll be there. So he's a great dude in general, obviously. And I even mentioned, hey, man, I'm rooting for you kind of because multiple knee injuries. I know what that's like to come back from. And I had more than him. I also failed. He hopefully comes back and is way more successful than I was after his knee injuries than I was after mine. So I'm personally rooting for Teddy specifically. Obviously, all these guys, I can relate to Teddy a little bit with the multiple knee injuries. Turner as well has had multiple injuries he's coming back from. So we'll see how the offensive line unfolds. But just from a player standpoint, when I would hear coaches talk, I would always be like, well, if one position group's doing really well, they're going against this position group in practice. So what does that mean? Does that mean they're both really good and they're making each other better? Does that mean maybe the opposite side of the ball isn't as good? He was complimentary of both sides of the ball. So I'm kind of curious to see how that unfolds when it comes to O-line, D-line, how that unfolds come game one versus Cincinnati. All right, let's go ahead. Let's roll Rhule on Dana Holgorsen and that clip.
One thing about Dana, I'm just going to say it over and over and over again, because I think everyone sees Dana. They see like the old wild, what do you call it, the Red Bull, like, this guy's a grinder. He's a worker. Like, he's in there all the time. If you're not detailed, you're not executing, you're not going to play. Doesn't care about, well, going back to the question earlier, he doesn't care about how much money he made. He doesn't care about, like, how many plays you made last week. He cares about your preparation that week. And probably is a fault to me. That's the way I am on defense. I've probably never been that way on offense because it'll probably more bent the other way. And so having a guy who sees it like me is really, really good.
What are your thoughts there?
I think it's fascinating. Obviously, it is complimentary of Dana Holgorsen, but specifically to say that that's, he kind of has held Matt Rhule traditionally has maybe coached the offense differently than the defense, especially in, kind of who's playing well and holding everybody accountable. That's really, really interesting, especially you kind of figure a little bit of what was going on with the tight end position last year. We kind of saw that specifically play out. So again, I think it just kind of goes more in Dana Holgorsen, especially coming in, maybe not, didn't look like the best look that he didn't know the players' names. He was using numbers right away, but also it lets you know just kind of where that thought process is of, he's here for football. He's not here to make friends. And, when he was brought in, I don't know how much he's involved with recruiting and all that now. But I guess it's just, he's more here to win games, on the football field. He's kind of past the point in his career. And, he's had hundreds, if not thousands of athletes already under him. He doesn't strike me as a guy that's going to dance around feelings too much.
Oh, not at all. I love that about him too. I think what Rhule is kind of getting at is you almost have to a degree, re-earn your job every week. You've got to show up every day. You've got to re-earn your job, at least to a degree, every week. All right. It's funny you talk about the numbers thing because I actually had written numbers here, all right, as you were talking about it. Because when he came in last year, one of the things that I liked was he made changes. I can't think of one that didn't have a positive impact. And I'm not taking shots at anybody who was taken out, whether it was Emmitt at the running back spot, where there was different wide receivers in different spot. You talked about the tight end position. Lindemeyer is going to be starting for us this year, at least that's the projected starter. I'm still curious to see because Rhule said Mark McWay and Carter Nelson are both good to go health-wise at the start of camp. So that's awesome to see. I can't wait to see what they do with them. How do they utilize the Swiss Army knife known as Heinrich Harburg? But he made a lot of those changes. He made them right away. He made them without hesitation. He was unapologetic. And I can't think of one that didn't have a positive effect on the offense the rest of the season. When he was at the podium naming numbers, or not naming numbers, but listing numbers instead of names, I actually got a huge kick out of that. Because what are the odds somebody's going to be here for 7 days and know everyone's name and learning the entire playbook that Nebraska had? I actually got a kick out of that because I remember watching that press conference being like, my God, I don't even know if I'd know the numbers yet with everything he's got to learn. I was actually impressed that he knew that.
Yeah.
And then I remember him specifically talking about the wide receivers and listing a couple of numbers like, you're big kids. It's embarrassing that you're not blocking better. And he wasn't afraid to say, we need to address this now. And there's no reason it shouldn't be happening now, okay? You remember that in that press conference, I assume, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
So, all right, again, ladies and gentlemen, we are live at Mulberry Barbecue, 61st and Highway 2. Proud sponsor of Hour 2 here on the Adam Carriker Show. Come out to Mulberry's. Come join us. They got delicious food, delicious sides, brisket, ribs, chicken, sausage. The barbecue is obviously phenomenal as well. All right, let's see what we got here. So we got about, 4 more clips to roll with? Here's what I think we should do. Let's head to break real quick. All right, it'll give us a little bit more time in our last two segments instead of having to rush through the next clip and analyzation real quick. So let's head to break here. We'll extend the next two segments a little bit, and we're going to play a clip where Rhule is, he is bold on the defense. Bold on the defense. And then Cignetti, little Kurt Cignetti never hurt nobody. And then Dylan Raiola kind of did a Kobe MJ comparison to a degree. So we got a few more things to get through. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.